one of the things we teach is called a work to home transition. You know, how do you transition your brain from being at work to going home? If you think of an athlete, they have an amazing transition. You know, they show up at the stadium in street clothes, then they change and they do a little warm up, then they get a little treatment, then they put the rest of their uniform on. I mean, it takes them 3 hours to get into game mode. You know, the players you see on the field of a football game are not the players that we meet, you know, in the locker room. They're totally different human beings.
Right.
They transition. And yet we go from meeting to meeting to meeting, work to home, home to work to vacation without any transition. And then we wonder why you talk about work-life balance. Our brain is just a mess. It doesn't know who I'm supposed to be where. So one of the things we help people do is develop, like, you have a self-image of you as a mother, as a mm-hmm. sister, as a daughter, as whatever. And then you have a self-image of you as a CEO or as a whatever your role is. And knowing where you should be at the time is as mindful and as important as anything.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are some of those like tricks to transition that you might share with somebody?
Yeah. So we actually create a place. So where will I go to do this transition? So for some people, it's like, come home, I go into my room, I change my clothes. Maybe I take a shower and I have 5 or 10 minutes to myself where I get to go through kind of a ritual. And in that ritual, I can either do a mental visualization of seeing myself actually, maybe this would just be one example, walk across a bridge from where I was, leaving all my work behind where I know I can find it, walking into the house, being very intentional about who I want to be, again, setting my intentions. How do I want to be perceived? What do I want them to know? How do I want them to feel? It's amazing, those three questions, how it transforms your brain. It's what we call a draw to method. So once my brain says, ah, that's where you wanted me to go, all my behaviors line up to help me get there. If my brain doesn't know where you want me to go, where does it go? It goes back to work. So I'm sitting at the dinner table. I get a moment of silence. I pull my phone out and go, that'll be a good time to maybe check that email. That's not a work to home transition. And it's fascinating because I learned this working with special operations group where guys would say, you know, it's really weird when I get deployed, I'm so focused. I'm so in the zone. I feel so confident, so prepared. And then coming home from my deployment, I'm so excited to get home. I can't wait. And then day 6, day 7, I start getting in arguments with my kids and I just get antsy. And then day 8, I get in an argument with my wife and then my wife kicks me out of the house. I go down to the corner bar where I meet the guys from work and we talk about work. And they say, like, is that post-traumatic stress? And I say, no, you have a self-image gap. And they said, what do you mean? I go, you have a self-image of yourself as a warrior. You should. Now you come home. What does a warrior do? They create conflict. So if your self-image doesn't shift, if you don't transition into who you want to be, so they thought just being happy to be home was enough, but that wears off fast because they feel like, I don't know who I am in this new environment. So you help them create a self-image of themselves as fathers, brothers, husbands, hockey coaches, and suddenly their brain goes, why didn't you tell me that's what you wanted me to do? And that's a perfect example of you create that. So like, for a lot of our clients, when they business travel, the last 10 minutes of the flight, they tell you to shut down your computer, do whatever. We tell them that's the magic 10 minutes. Now, that 10 minutes, you're going through a transition. You're walking into the door. You're going to see your loved ones or whoever, you know, and let's do a mental imagery. Let's do some breathing. Let's be very purposeful about who we want to be. In fact, maybe you should even have a snack in your bag so you're not like, hangry, you know, yeah, irritated because your blood sugar's low, and be hydrated so you're not, don't be under the influence of caffeine so you're edgy, you know, do a little more movement. Like, instead of, if your gate is right next to the where you're going to meet your spouse and you need a little more time, you know, walk a little bit and get some energy flowing again. You don't get off the plane and be a grouch.
Yeah.
You know, so all these things are little things that add up to be a big deal.
It sounds so simple when you say it, but you were saying that and I was thinking, so guilty of snapping at my kid because I'm trying to check my email when she's just wanting me to be mom. You know, that's powerful what you just shared right there. I'm going to implement some of that today.